I remember your face, but not your name. So.
Cassandra.
Oh, of course. Yes, I know you. Okay. Hi. Again, I just want to bless you, just both of you. I hate the moments of pause, but I know that if I start talking before the Lord, it's not good. I'd rather do the pause. I just feel his love for you, both of you. Just his overwhelming love, just his waterfall of love. That's kind of what I see, a waterfall just coming down over you. And I think it's for washing and refreshing. Because you got some dirt on your feet, you know, from where you've walked, where he's called you to walk. It's not dirt of sin. It's dirt from the road and from the rocks in the way. And it's from the labor of your heart for him. So I just see him just pouring out this waterfall over you, just to refresh you, to heal, you know, the bruises on your feet, and to wash the dust off. It feels like there's a little bit of a shift in where you've walked before. The Lord's calling you a different way. So just take that with him, you know. Don't change anything until... if the Lord hasn't told you to. But it feels like there's a little bit of a shift in where you're going to be walking. So I bless that. I bless that it's a transition time. It's to take you from where you are to where you're going to be. Because you have, the scripture I get, studied to show yourself approved. Mm-hmm. You've done that. You've put in the time. You've passed the class, and now it's time to do what you learned in the class. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing it all along because that's what the class is for, but it's like a different road. It's going to look different. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you're going to move places, you know, that, you know, the Lord will have to tell you that if that's the case. That's not what I'm seeing, though. But it's like a shift in the ministry. So it's going to be a shift in the ministry. So I bless you to have more authority, more power. I bless you to speak words of power. Yes. Because you have the kindness of heart to be able to pull off words of power. Power without kindness, it can, you know, be a little damaging. But you've got the kindness to be able to pull off the words of power. So I bless you to speak those words with the kindness that's in your heart.
Thank you, Mary.